I'm starting the recording.
Is it recording now?
All right, we're on the air.
Okay, welcome to the Nerd Narrative. We have our good friend Don.
Yep. Hello.
Our not so good friend Nick over here.
Go to hell.
Say hi, Nick.
You're supposed to talk.
Oh, hi.
And I, of course, am Matt, also known as Savior from Savior Gaming. Nick wrote a book at one point.
Yeah.
He's working on another one now.
Finally.
Donnie just violates corpses at the local hospital.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes.
I got caught last time.
So he did.
I gotta be careful.
No, he works at a hospital doing IT things.
Yeah, I'm an IT team lead for a hospital.
And I do stuff at a plasma place.
We're just not gonna let Nick talk too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm really not. I'm not good at the talking to the people. I don't know. Mainly you're just here to make noises and flap my arms around.
Yeah, he's also pretty good at touching himself. So, what we got for you guys today is we're just going to talk about general nerd talking points. And since it's Halloween, mostly monster things.
Yeah, like the concept that vampires kind of got screwed out of the most by just general lore and other things like that.
Well, they did. They got totally boned. I mean, like...
Yeah, they did.
Like, they got all these cool powers, and then they die from, you know, the sun, for example.
Italian food.
Yeah, they can't enjoy spaghetti because of garlic.
Or Stephanie Meyer just basically made them sparkle.
Which, yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Dude, that's a fate worse than death, is being a pretty boy that sparkles.
Yeah, the only thing that screwed over vampires worse than lore itself was Stephanie Meyer's.
Yeah. That's a fan fiction of something, isn't it?
No. 50 Shades of Grey.
Fifty Shades of Grey.
Yeah, it was a fanfic of
Twilight. Right?
Yeah. So was The Mortal Instruments. That was another fanfic of Twilight. There's so many goddamn fanfictions of Twilight. It's goddamn horrible, but thankfully though, there's only sparkly vampires in Twilight, to my knowledge, so that's good.
No.
Oh god.
No, there's a horror. There's a horror movie, where I watched it on. I watched a YouTuber do a video on it. I forget the name of the movie, but the vampires in it can go in the sun and they're sparkly. And they're like, all the other normal vampire properties exist. They're just immune to the sun. They don't have the weaknesses to the sun.
But they sparkle still.
They sparkle. And it's supposed to be a legitimate horror movie. Like, you're supposed to be scared of the vampires, though.
See, I understand the concept behind it. Because, like, fishing lures, they sparkle. They make you want to go bite them, you know, so the fish kind of, like...
Yeah.
But I don't know a single person that would see a sparkling human being and be like, I need to go check that out.
Yeah, I wouldn't go nowhere.
Yeah,
I would do the opposite of that. If I saw a person sparkling, I would be like, well, okay, there's something wrong with them. I'm going to walk away now. Of course, then again, I just do that when I see normal people anyway.
Yeah.
When I see people in general, I just go, I've got to get away from this person. So, yeah. If I saw a sparkling one, I would definitely not go near them.
Yeah, no. No, definitely not. I would stay the hell away from the sparkles.
But, like, you really think about it, you got, like, werewolves, which, I mean, really, like, decapitation and silver bullets, that's kind of it. And, like, if you decapitate them, like we were talking earlier, if you put their head back on, they heal themselves back up and they come back to life.
According to some lore.
Not all lore, but according to some lore, the only way to truly kill them is a silver bullet through the heart.
And nobody's walking around with silver bullets.
No.
Especially with the price of silver these days.
Yeah, you're going to have to actually legitimately pre-plan to take down a werewolf. You need silver and you need to put it through their heart. Like, no human beings walking around with silver on them in a large enough amount to put it into another larger than a human sized creature to kill it. Whereas like a vampire, all I need is wood. Like I could just rip out a sign off the side of the road and just take the end of that sign and put it through their chest.
Like I can't tell you how many times like working in a warehouse or even like at a store and just getting a broken pallet piece and being like, oh, perfect vampire steak.
Yeah, like exactly. If I'm at work in a warehouse and a vampire, like I find a vampire attacking people, I can just break a pallet. And, oh no, I've got a steak. Yeah, it's going to be hard because I have to probably overpower it, but I already have the tool to kill it. It's right there.
Yeah, but comparatively speaking, you don't have to go out and find something special. It's everywhere.
Yeah,
Break a damn tree branch.
Yeah, it's all you need is a wooden stick. And you can kill a vampire. Or the sun, which is omnipresent. It's literally all over our planet 24/7. Like, at most, I have to wait. I will have to wait X amount of hours for the sun to come back out so that I can kill it.
I'm starting to wonder if the beavers are in cahoots with the vampires, trying to take all that precious wood so it's less, you know, less wood for steak making and just making their dams with it, you know. You know. I mean, dude, in the original book for Dracula, a vampire can control, like, werewolves and shit, and, like...
I mean, he's got a point.
But, I mean,
he makes a valid point.
I mean, maybe Dracula's controlling beavers.
Maybe vampires have control of beavers, and they have an army of rodentia that are just...
And termites too, because
you know what creature also kind of got boned a bit? The creature from the Black Lagoon, dude.
Yeah.
Because like all you gotta do is like trap him in a net outside the water and let him dry out.
Yeah.
He got kind of boned too a bit.
He got screwed really bad, especially like nowadays. How much we pollute our waters?
Oh yeah, he's totally boned.
Yeah, he's probably dead. he's probably dead by default at this point.
Plus, even if he did exist, he's probably already gone.
Plus, yeah. I mean, dude, tech has evolved so far. Like, dude, now all I need is an extension cord and a toaster. I can just drop it in the water and fry his ass.
You wouldn't even need that. They have generators.
See? Or a space heater would probably screw up.
There you go.
I mean, you really, really think about it. Creature from the Black Lagoon does not get off easy anymore. I mean, environmental hazards alone have just completely taken them out of the pool.
Yeah, that's why, like, when I heard that they're remaking it, I was like, oh.
Oh, they're remaking that.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
I thought it died when that whole Dark Universe reboot crap that Universal was pulling with the Tom Cruise mummy movie failed, but no, it's still happening. Huh. It's just not gonna be, because they still, you know, want to make another fucking shared monsterverse again of the classics. So,
I mean that was one of the first ever shared universes originally.
Yeah,
I mean the first ever really shared like the old one. The old ones, like the Wolfman, like Boris Karloff's Dracula.
No, that was Lugosi.
Bela Lugosi.
Yeah, Karloff was Frankenstein.
But like the original classic horror movies, they all shared the same universe.
Yeah.
Because they used to like Dracula versus the Wolfman.
I just found it ironic as fuck that literally, literally what started off these shared universes came back and it decimated it in every way humanly possible with that Tom Cruise mummy movie.
Yeah, well, you know, it was Tom Cruise, so he had it coming.
Well, plus,
of course,
too,
he's probably going to sue us now.
Well, plus, probably, too, yeah. Russell Crowe is Dr. Jekyll, really. Like that was another thing that made me go, oh no.
Did they do Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde or?
There is a fight between Tom Cruise and Mr. Hyde in there.
Oh.
And all that the only thing
I've never seen this movie. Most people haven't.
Oh, it's god awful. I watched it when it first came out, and I was just like, wow, this is like when you take literally every MCU trope and you try to attach it to the old school monsters.
Yeah, I try not to watch any movie that Tom Cruise
Like, literally, they treat Dr. Jekyll like Nick Fury. There's a secret, like, society of, like, monster hunting. There's all these Easter eggs for all the movies that we'll never see. Like, there's a hand from the from one of the creatures of the Black Lagoon. There's a werewolf skull. There's old notes from, like, creating the Frankenstein monster. And I was like, oh, God. There's even, I think 2 after-credit scenes.
Yeah, they kind of made the same mistake with it that they made with the Justice League movie.
And
the Batman thing where they tried to, like, instead of doing what Marvel did and just casually creating movies that sort of linked and intertwined, they tried to do the Justice League route where they pushed everything together as fast as possible to get to the Justice League.
Yeah, it's also the same mistake that the Dark Tower movie made when they were trying to build the Stephen King cinematic universe.
You can't jam it all together like that, expect it to work. Like, so the reason the Marvel universe works so well is that they built up to it gradually. They teased it over years, and then they finally gave you it, and then they upped the ante every single time. That's one of the problems they have now, is the fact that they did the big bad that they were building up to, and now they have to try and find another big... I mean, like, it's comic books, so, I mean, there's always another big bad. And it's not like they can't bring back Thanos.
Yeah.
They can bring him back anytime they want. Normal people aren't gonna understand it, and they're probably not gonna like it, but...
No, now people are getting burnt out on
it. Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, it was bound to happen.
Not only that, a lot of the actors don't want to do it anymore because they're getting older, and...
Mm-hmm.
It's been, what, 20 years?
Oh, God, yeah. It's
gotta be, at least.
It's like, a lot of the guys are starting...
2004 is when Iron Man came out, right?
No, 2008, but still, yeah, dude, it's...
Was it 2008?
Yeah, I remember, because I remember,
So you're still talking about some of these guys were in their 20s when they started doing these movies, and now almost 50.
Yeah, not to mention, too, you think about all the times that, like, some of them have played the same character for the same, like, all the, like, I think, like, RDJ's played Iron Man for, like, 11 appearances or something like that.
Oh, I guess Incredible Hulk and Iron Man both came out in 2008. So, I mean... Realistically, I mean, that's only 16 years. But still, I mean, 16 years is for movie franchises?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Damn, yeah, still, some of them have made 11 appearances already.
Yeah.
As the same character.
Yeah, like, RDJ's done, like, a shit ton, I know.
Oh, yeah,
like...
I mean, he was in Iron Man, Hulk, Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3.
Spider-Man. Homecoming, Civil War.
Civil War, he was in...
All 4 Avengers movies.
Yeah,
so that's another 4.
So you're talking, he's probably done at least, like, what? Oh, he's gotta be, like, 12, 13 appearances, maybe?
Yeah, easy. And then, I mean, you figure this to, like, freaking... Chris Evans has... He's got the 3 Cap movies, the 4, The 4 Avengers movies, so that's like 7 right there. He did that cameo in Thor 2.
Yeah.
He's got the cameo in Spider-Man. And yeah, shit, dude. That's like almost 10 right there.
And he was in Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
Which... I feel like we shouldn't have to have given a spoiler for that. It's on DVD now.
Well, I mean, Matt didn't see it yet.
Oh.
You just broke his heart. Now he's going to go cry himself.
I just assumed that he would have seen it by now.
No, we were going to watch it when it came out. Same thing with the Alien Romulus.
I've only seen that clip 45 times.
I was going to say, it's also one of the most popular clips.
Between that and the other trio of cameos that comes up.
That movie's jammed full of cameos.
The entire movie was basically a cameo.
Yeah, it was. But, I mean, to be fair, it's also probably the best Marvel movie they've come out with since Endgame.
No Way Home.
Yeah.
The last cameo that gets spoiled for me was Blade.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That was about 48 hours after the movie came out.
Motherfuckers are trying to ice skate uphill. He fucking said that, dude.
My favorite is still the fact that he said he was going to be the only Blade while the other Blade movie was supposed to come out, and that thing got canceled anyways.
It did. They took it right off the slate, which is, I mean, and like, it's a shame because I really wanted to see
Marshall Ali.
Yeah, I really wanted to see him.
I think he actually could have done.
Well, he's a good actor.
Yeah,
he's a good actor.
Damn good voice actor too. Like, I loved him as Prowler in Into the Spider-Verse.
No, I think it would have been good. It's just the timing of it's kind of awesome and like hilarious to be fair. Like,
but I think Mahershala Ali would have done a great job.
Yeah.
I think if he did Blade today R-rated like they did.
Yeah.
Because I mean, when you think about Wesley Snipes, Blade is now the first Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Because now
Howard the Duck was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fucking Guardians of the Galaxy made Jin fucking,
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Howard the Duck is in the MCU, I forgot, because of Guardians.
He's in Guardians.
Well, not only that, after the multiverse opened up, they came out and said that all the Marvel movies of any capacity pretty much are part of the MCU. They're all canon.
Oh, Jesus, dude. That means the 90s Captain America, the 70s Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah,
that god awful 90s Fantastic Four movie that never should have happened.
Or Fan4Stick, which also shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Any Fantastic Four movie that ruins Doctor Doom is a terrible movie.
The messed up part is on
Doctor Doom is my
still don't know who picked the name for Fan4Stick, you know?
Because they thought it would be cool and edgy.
Yeah, because that's when you think of the Fantastic Four, you think of cool and edgy,
right?
you don't think of,
which explains, you know, the all black outfits and the fact that everyone looks like they're about to cry every like 5 seconds, and
yeah, like you don't.
Oh, and that when they did the origin, like the origin scene, they tried to make it into a body horror movie.
You know what would have made Fan4Stick though a great movie? They could have made it a great movie with one change. If they had made it into any other movie besides that one.
Yeah.
Just make it any other movie and it would have been good.
You know what the sad part is, though? In the 90s Fantastic Four movie that you could watch, like, completely free on YouTube. Like, no fucks given. That's how I watched it. By the way, fun fact, everybody, you can actually watch all the crappy Marvel movies from the heyday back there on YouTube. Doctor Doom was probably the best that he ever was in the 90s. Even though you clearly could tell he is wearing a bath towel as a cape. He's clearly wearing a bath towel. And he keeps changing accents every like 5 seconds. Because he can't tell if he's supposed to be German or Russian or...
Well, he's Latvian.
Like, he's, like, literally...
He's Eastern European, so... I mean, Latveria is... Well, it's like, I think it's where Hungary and all those meet.
Yeah, I know it's supposed to be, like, in the, like, I always kind of pictured it, like...
You know it's a real country, right, Nick?
I know Latvia is. Not Latveria.
Yes, because he's saying it wrong.
Yeah. No, it's... Latveria is the name of the country in that Doctor Doom controls. It's got a on the map. It's got a real world.
It's right next to Lithuania.
Yeah.
oh God, my people. I'm like 95% Lithuanian. Oh my God, we're probably under control from Dr. Doom. That's pretty awesome.
I mean, have you ever seen any of the people that are under Dr. Doom's control?
They seem happy.
They're not allowed to be unhappy.
But at least they're not unhappy.
They probably are.
But they don't seem it.
If they openly are unhappy, he just kills them. Victor Von fucking Doom. He doesn't play around, dude.
I mean, how was I supposed to know a guy named Victor Von Doom wouldn't be an upstanding citizen?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because his last name is Doom.
Or the creepy ass mask.
Or maybe it's the pseudo sexual assault fantasy thing that he has with Sue Storm.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's gotta be one of the most fucked up things I could think of in comics.
He's from Latvia, and the country he takes over is Latvia and becomes Latveria.
Tomato, tomato.
Although they did get upset about the whitewashing of Dr. Doom by making him Robert Downey Jr.
They did, yes.
Yeah, which, to be fair, I've never actually seen Doom not all deformed, so I can't even tell you what the hell he's supposed
to be. Well, he's supposed to be Romani.
Yeah.
He's Romani, and Romani are, like, they're Roman gypsy era.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news on this one, and for sensitive people who may listen to the podcast, there's white Romani people.
Yeah. Because Romani's not a race. It's a culture.
I'm just happy that they didn't bring back the dude that played him in the 2005 ones from Nip Tuck.
You know, that's the other thing that I find strange, is that guy played him, and there is, what, Tony Kibble...
Tony Kebble played Tony him Kebble. In a Fan4 stick, yeah.
They're both white, and there was no upset about the whitewashing then, but now...
Also, supposedly the story for the whole thing is supposed to be that it's not actually Victor Von Whatever who's Dr. Doom. It's Tony Stark that became Dr. Doom.
Yeah. Which there is a comic run where that does happen.
Yeah. So it's like, before you get upset about the whole thing, chill out and find out what the story is first, guys.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Which, I mean, make that, sure...
That's
like,
part of nerd culture, though.
It is.
Yeah.
We outrage at everything.
And I was going to say...
We get so pissed about dumb shit so often.
So quickly. Without even hesitating. Like, we don't... Like, they'll be like... the new one is the Naruto. They're making a live-action Naruto movie, and the director is going to be the guy who did Shang-Chi. And people are already furious because it's going to focus mainly on the Hidden Leaf Village and not outside of it, which most of the actual story doesn't take place in the village. It's outside the village, but...
To be fair, we're all old enough to remember Dragon Ball.
Oh, yeah. That's what they're calling it already. Like, the movie hasn't even had a script yet. It's not, it hasn't, like, the Naruto movie hasn't even gone into, like, full production, and they're already calling it Dragon Ball.
Nice.
I mean.
And to be fair, it could be. It could be another Dragon Ball situation. Live action anime movies are notoriously terrible.
Yeah, they are.
They are, but Dragon Ball was a special kind of terrible, where the dude who played Piccolo did a voice in Dragon Ball Super for free to make up for how terrible Dragon Ball was.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
He played Spike in Buffy.
Yeah, James Marsden.
He did. I forget which guy he played. He played one of the villains. Goku Black, I think it was. Not Black. Not Goku Black. The other one.
Zamasu?
Yeah, Zamasu. He played Zamasu. He did the voice for Zamasu for free to make up to fans for how terrible Dragon Ball, the live-action movie, was.
That movie is
pretty bad.
Which, yeah, like, dude, I could... Like, I literally remember going to see it in theaters with my old writing partner and an old friend of ours, and like we like literally were in there for 5 minutes and we're like, what the hell is this movie?
Now, not to defend the movie, and me and Nick have had this conversation, a big part of the problem people have with the movie was they went in expecting a live action Dragon Ball Z, and the movie was based off Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
And they hated Piccolo for what they hated. A lot of people hated the movie for what they did to Piccolo because they wanted Dragon Ball Z Piccolo. And they got Dragon Ball Piccolo, who are two different characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To also be fair, most people at that point in time didn't know that Dragon Ball Z was a continuation of an older anime series called Dragon Ball.
Because nobody think I'm defending the movie, it was terrible.
No, yeah, well, so, I mean,
they couldn't.
You can't defend that movie.
I was gonna say, man, Goku couldn't do the Kamehameha Ray, and he was in bell bottoms, and fucking Piccolo was dressed like a gimp.
To be fair, he couldn't do the Kamehameha Ray for most of Dragon Ball either.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like literally, like I don't know when, just the image, like just the look of it, and I was like, man.
But part of the hate was unwarranted, because a lot of the hate was because they didn't understand what Piccolo they were watching.
Yeah. Yeah, they were watching King Piccolo. They were watching old Piccolo. Like, people forget in the first episode of Dragon Ball Z, the reason nobody trusts Piccolo with Gohan is because Piccolo had just spent the last 30 years being the absolute worst human being possible.
Yeah, like he like
the Piccolo you're watching in Dragon Ball Z and Super is not the same Piccolo from Dragon Ball, and is actually only slightly older than Gohan is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Gohan is like 5, Piccolo's 7. Roughly.
Yeah. Yeah, Piccolo is, like, he's an interesting character, because, like,
oh, yeah, dude, he's one of my favorites.
Oh yeah, Piccolo's awesome. Especially in that Dragon Ball Super Heroes, where the unlocks.
I didn't see that yet.
Ah.
I know he turns orange.
He does. He turns orange.
He does turn orange. And Gohan surpasses Goku.
Yeah, I saw.
Again.
Well, if you watch the manga, he actually surpasses Goku, Vegeta, and Broly.
Yeah.
There's actually like a weird little fight thing where he ends up taking on all three of them at the same time.
That's because Gohan is, I mean, that's the way the story should have gone, though, from the beginning.
Yeah, it should have.
Gohan should have surpassed them all.
Well, he could. He didn't want to.
Yeah.
A lot of people are upset that, because originally, between the Cell Saga and the Buu Saga, the original plan was to have Gohan take over after Goku. And that's pretty common knowledge. And Akira Toriyama changed his mind, and people always got upset by that. But the reason Akira Toriyama changed his mind was in big part because he felt it didn't go with Gohan's character.
Yeah.
Which is true, it's because Gohan never wanted to be a fighter in the first place.
No, I mean, he didn't have a choice at one point.
Yeah, which is, he kind of got kidnapped by Piccolo.
Yeah.
For understandable reasons. Yeah, it was like, hey man, we need bodies to fight the Saiyans, and then when it was like, hey, let me go on this fun, like, little adventure to Namek. Oh, crap.
Save Piccolo.
Yeah, to save
love.
Yeah, it's like, oh, crap, I gotta become a fighter. And then after that, became the android.
And then there's the Cell Saga, where they were like, you're literally the only one strong enough to beat Cell.
Yeah, whether you like it or not.
Well, even at that point, he didn't know he could. He was just kind of trying to hold on long enough for Goku to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, basically, like,
that his asshole dad gave Cell a freaking Senzu bean.
Yep. Which is still one of my favorite moments, where they're just like, Goku, you are fully aware that he is the villain, right? Like, he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, you just gave one of our magical healing beans to the bad guy.
Who gets stronger when he almost dies, just like you guys do, right?
Yeah, because he's part Saiyan. He's got Saiyan DNA. He gets stronger.
The only thing that would have been funnier is just to find out that, like, the only thing that would have made that perfect is to find out that it wasn't actually a Senzu bean, it was actually a laxative.
Oh, have you ever watched the Abridge?
Oh, God.
Abridge might be better than the actual show.
There's an abridged version of it where they're like, where Goku's just like, what do you mean? That's not a Senzu bean, that's Fen. I gave him fentanyl. And then he just cuts in his cell, foaming at the mouth, stroking out on the floor. And it kills me every time. Because it's like, oh, God.
I do love the thing where Cell's just waiting around and, like, other anime characters come to fight him. And I do love fucking Yugi.
The abridged Cell games? Yeah,
and I do love Yugi coming out, and he's just like, literally, Cell's like, alright, you look like you're gonna be a challenge. It's like, get ready to duel! It's like, where's your cards? It's like...
No, I still like in the very beginning of, like, the whole thing where he's flying next to Piccolo, and he's like, hey, you spit out eggs in your green... Are you a Yoshi? Yes, Goku, I'm a green fucking dinosaur. Can I ride you?
Oh, God. Yeah, no, dude, that shit was hilarious.
Dragon Ball Z Abridged was when it first started, and, like, even when it ended with the Buu Saga, it was one of the greatest things that we were gifted.
Yeah.
They did such an amazing... Team 4-Star?
Not Team 4-Star. Somebody else started doing Super.
Ah, somebody else had to pick up Super, huh?
Yeah, because Team 4-Star wasn't going to do it. And somebody else picked up... It's not bad from what I've seen of it, but a lot of people are pissed that somebody else started doing it instead of Super, and a lot of people are like, it's not bad, and everybody got pissed about Team 4-Star doing it, so why don't you just give it a shot? And I'm like, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. They got a shit ton of heat for...
Oh, Akira Toriyama was furious. Like, that whole, Viz Media? Is that the one that that does the publication now? It was like Viz Media, Akira Toriyama. All of them, they were furious. They worked their asses off to try and get those videos taken down.
Well, from what I understand, it wasn't Toriyama who was pissed about it.
Personally? No, he probably didn't even know.
No, from what I understand, later on when he found out about it, he didn't mind it, but he didn't have any power to stop it.
Yeah. Yeah, that would probably be all from, like, his copyright. Yeah.
I feel like Funimation was probably I feel like Funimation and, like, the people...
Yeah, Funimation is the one that owns the rights to it.
Yeah.
The anime rights to it.
Yeah, because I know I've heard a lot of horror stories about Funimation just being
which
assholes.
Is hilarious because they pretty much, like, Crunchyroll and then pretty much started off as a pirating site.
Yeah.
it is kind of funny that Crunchyroll did start off as a illegal streaming site and then became a legitimate anime hub. Like...
Yeah, like, I do not have as much, like, experience with anime, but goddamn do I fucking love it.
Well, when I was a kid, which, there's a small age gap between us guys. Not like a huge one, but I'm like almost 40 and they're like 33. But my first... I guess you can say running with anime, was shit my friend showed me that his friend from summer camp mailed him on a VHS tape that was recorded from a second VCR, VCR, that was taped from, like, an official, like, VHS tape that people copied and then mailed to somebody else.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's how I saw Vampire Hunter D and Akira.
Jesus Christ, dude. Then talk about secondhand anime. That's like fucking 20 secondhand anime. Yeah.
And that's how I saw it. The first couple of, like, animes I saw it. That's why I saw it. It was a copy of a VHS tape that was sent to a friend that he would then send to somebody else.
My first run-in with anime was Toonami. It was Cartoon Network. Toonami came on.
Yeah, that was...
And then it was Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah,
and I mean, other than that, before that, realistically, the first anime experience I probably got was probably actually Pokemon.
Yeah, I keep. Yeah,
it was Kanto. It was Kanto Pokemon. It was the original Pokemon series.
Yeah, the Indigo League.
And then I'd wake up at like 6:30 in the morning on Sundays to catch Dragon Ball Z before, like, Sunday morning cartoons and stuff would start. So I'd have my mom wake me up at like 6:30 in the morning to watch it. And it would only ever get so far in the Namekian saga, right to when, like, right after the Ginyu Force showed up, before he started fighting Barta and the redheaded dude.
Jace.
Oh, yeah, Space Australia.
Yeah. And then it would restart.
Because
America didn't have the rights to the rest of, like, the whole thing.
Oh, that sucks.
So every time I'd be like, well, it's going to show it the next time through, so I'd wake up every Sunday for months and start watching it.
Dude, that's how it was for me. And
then it freaking restarted on me.
For me, it would do that shit with Cell. With Cell and, Cell and Boo.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, literally it would get to, like... Like, I remember it would never show the fucking Cell games. It would always go, like, right up to, like, them getting out of the hyperbolic time chamber. Then it would cut and then go back X amount. And then when Boo came out, they would just show Vegeta, like, sacrificing himself. And then they would just cut all the way back to, like, fucking
Cell. I always wondered as a kid why it kept doing that.
Yeah.
And now it makes sense. They just didn't have the rights to it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have the rights, like, the sub... They didn't have the dubbed version of it yet in America, so just...
So they just... They just
replayed what they had.
That makes sense.
But, honestly, Adult Swim, too, honestly...
Oh, the Adult Swim Toonami was great, too.
Because, dude, that's how I first, like, saw Yu Yu Hakusho, which is still my all-time favorite. Cowboy Bebop.
That's because Yu Yu Hakusho is one of the greatest animes ever made.
I
mean, think about it. Adult Swim Toonami, you had Inuyasha.
Yeah, another one.
You had Cowboy Bebop. You had, that's where a lot of us got into Bleach.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I got into Bleach.
I know a lot of friends that got into Bleach were fucking Toonami. Same with Full Metal.
Full Metal Alchemist. My favorite anime of all time is Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. But... Before Brotherhood, it was the original Full Metal Alchemist.
I also remember I knew a lot of people that got into the Gundams because of
Toonami. Gundam. Trigun.
Trigun.
One of my other favorite animes.
You can't be the only person that thought Bleach sucked.
You probably are. I mean, he's never watched it.
I tried watching it, and I just never got into it.
Yeah. Couldn't get into Bleach.
I love Bleach.
Full Metal was great, though.
But,
Full Metal Alchemist is my favorite anime.
But to be
time.
Fair, though, dude,
I'll die on that hill.
I'm one of the very few people I've ever met. Like, ever since I started this job, I've met so many One Piece fans. It's not even funny.
I can't.
And the weird part is, I thought that it was just because of, like, the movie they, like, got into it. No, dude, they were lifers. They were ones that have been watching that since they were
little
kids.
Thinking about getting Netflix just to watch the new. The remake of One Piece. Because they're remaking One Piece from the beginning and cutting out all the filler and redoing all the animation into a modern...
So, kind of like Dragon Ball Z Kai.
It's like Kai, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, it's basically like One Piece Kai.
See, have you actually sat down and watched Dragon Ball Z Kai?
No.
I did
when it was on TV.
Yeah, same.
But they cut out a lot of great shit in Kai.
Hmm. Yeah, they do.
I didn't really notice that.
Also, too, there was a lot less, like, battle damage I've noticed.
Yeah, there was no blood.
Yeah, there was no blood, and I noticed, too, that, like, the way it was edited
was like
really
water.
Weird.
It looked like water coming out of their
mouths. They cut something like 40 or 50 episodes out of Kai.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, from the original to Kai?
And, dude, I just remember when I worked at a certain job... literally staying on, like, longer on my lunch because it was the episode where, like, Goku beats Frieza on Namek. And just seeing how it was edited, I was like...
Oh, that thing goes from, like, being, like, a 2.5-hour event down to, like, 3 episodes.
Oh.
Not yet, not even. And, dude, no. like, the actual... Because all I remember seeing is it was, like, he throws the disc... Goku dodges it, like, once. You see the disc come from behind him. And then, like, you just see Frieza being like, what? Dude? And then it just cuts to, like, the image of, like, the disc behind him to, like, it just shows Frieza, like, with his face, like, on the ground. They don't even show him, like, cut in half. Like, when they do show it, it's so, like, pulled back and out of focus that you're like, they're like, what?
Well, that sucks.
And then, like, maybe five, not even 5 minutes later is when, like, he tries to blow up Goku as he's flying away. And I was like, oh, so you just ran this on fast forward. Also, I do have to say, I did see the episode where, like, in the Saiyan saga where, Nappa, like, wipes out, like, Tien and, Chaozu. And I do remember when Chaozu explodes, there's, like, a whole crap load of glitter in Kai. There's glitter everywhere.
Oh, you gotta make it sparkly. You don't want the kids to think their blood exists.
So, you know, if I die in an explosion, you're just gonna see a bunch of glitter everywhere.
Didn't they also change the name, like, the song into the, like, the intro song in Kai?
I think so. Yeah.
It's not Head Chala, is it? It's like Rock the Dragon or something like that.
Yeah, it's like some stupid. Oh, and of course they made Mr. Popo.
No,
No, Rock the Dragon and Head Chala are both from DBZ. They're the two intros.
Yeah.
But I know they changed the intro songs.
Also,
it sucks because Head Chala is.
Also, they made Mr. Popo like bright neon blue.
There's like a purplish color now.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I mean, that's still better than the bright, bright, bright neon blue that he was.
Oh, I mean, that's not originally how he was, but...
Yeah.
He was... Originally, Mr. Popo was, offensive.
Yeah. Grant, though, I still love, original Mr. Popo meeting new Popo in Dragon Ball Z Abridged.
Like, all the squads make a circle. All the squads make a circle.
Oh shit, I'm coming down.
Nah, good times, good times.
Yeah. Yeah, enemies probably like it's one of the it's like how comic books used to be.
Yeah.
It's like a form of expression that is still like unique and has good storylines to it.
Have you seen Seven Deadly Sins yet?
On
Netflix?
Some of it. I don't have Netflix, so I don't watch a lot of Netflix shows.
Yeah, Seven Deadly Sins is pretty interesting.
I like Bond. I like the greed. Bond's greed, right?
I think so.
I like him. I also like Escanor. From all the clips that I've seen of it, Escanor is the light and scent of pride, and he embodies it perfectly.
He does.
Like freaking oh Jesus! Last time I watched a Netflix anime, it was Knights of Sidonia, which love the first season. Great whole like I thought it was so cool to see like. What if you took John Carpenter's The Thing and basically made a mecha anime out of it?
But so, Attack on Titan?
Is that what Attack on Titan is?
Attack on Titan is basically just a mech anime, but with meat.
I never knew that.
Yeah, like, the main protagonist, Aaron Yeager,
yeah, doesn't
turns
he,
into a titan. He turns into a giant man monster.
Huh. Yeah, I've never.
And he pilots it inside the man monster's body. Yeah, Attack on Titan's basically just a mech anime.
Like Knights of Sidonia started off really cool, like actually genuinely creepy, and then season two, and then it just went on for like too long. To the point where it was just like I would fall asleep after a while, like what the hell was this even about? But that was my last run in with Netflix anime, and that was back in I think in like 26. Jesus, I was still in my like first solo apartment, so yeah, like 2016. Jesus, yeah.
I like how uncomfortable you got there at the end.
I don't know.
At the end, it's like, oh, I don't even know how to finish what I was saying.
I don't know. I was waiting for one of you chodes to like say something. That's why I was like, I'm like, dude, don't look at me. I'm like, you know what happens when I start rambling.
Yeah, sometimes we just let you go for the fun of it.
Yeah.
One of our forms of entertainment.
Yeah.
That's why I never give me a job where I have to run a phone. That or I will literally...
That's the only job I want you to have. Is one where you have to work a phone.
Well, you said you say that now until all of a sudden you start getting a phone call from Lord Super Kami Guru about your health insurance.
I mean, good luck trying to call me. I'll just block it.
We all have caller ID now. It's 2024, bro.
Yeah. This is America.
It'll be
they don't
funnier.
Have caller ID in Europe.
It'll be funny.
I found that out. There's a podcaster I listen to that lives in the Czech Republic, and the EU doesn't have caller ID like we do.
Oh,
that's fucking wild.
It's amazing to me. Like, oh, I've got universal healthcare. Oh, at least I know who's calling me.
Yeah, that's like really bizarre.
Honestly, I might make that trade, though. But
I would make that trade in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Universal healthcare, but lose caller ID? I'd probably make that trade.
Yeah. All my medical needs met, but I won't know who's calling me. Oh, okay.
Okay. I mean,
So if their number's not saved in my phone, I would just automatically just not answer it, like I already do.
I was gonna say my life doesn't change.
Nope.
I mean, except for I would have healthcare all the time.
That's right.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
I actually don't answer my phone half the time even now anyways, even when I do know who it is.
Yeah, I never...
My friends call me and I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck you guys.
Except me, but that's just because I'm fine.
No, sometimes when you call me, I literally look at it ringing and just let it ring out.
Actually, Nick almost never calls me, so when he calls me, my brain goes, oh, shit, somebody's in trouble.
Nick doesn't call me either that much anymore. He used to call me a lot.
You know, Nick never really called me unless it was, like, some sort of an actual emergency, so I'm just like, oh, God, no.
Yeah, you gotta text me first before you call me. People find that out pretty fast. If you don't text me, like, hey, this is something important's going on, and then you call me, I'll answer it. But if it's, like, you just call me right out of the blue, I'm just gonna watch it ring out. Because I'm like, you shouldn't have disturbed me.
Grant, though, I'm gonna just start answering all my phone calls as Super Lord Kami Guru.
Do it.
You should do it as Dracula.
Aw, man. I don't want to be Dracula.
Yeah, you gotta put on a really offensive, stereotypical Romanian accent. I want to suck your blood! Yeah!
Except replace the word blood with dick.
Yeah.
That'd be one way to get rid of those vocals. Oh,
hello! Yes! I'm in the back! You could come around back with my order! What do you mean? Yes, this is Nick! Is this the guy from Uber?
Well, someone just got one starred.
and then that driver blocks you from ever being on his route again.
Suddenly Nick can't get food delivered anymore.
I lose 300 pounds in a week.
I mean, I doubt it. You're going to need, like, surgery for that, buddy.
If you stop eating,
you're going to die before you lose all that weight.
Or I'm just going to need a shit ton of laxatives.
No, I'm pretty sure you're going to shit yourself to death if you do that.
I don't know, let's find this out.
Yeah, let's try it, you know? So, okay, we're going to do an experiment. We'll be right back.
We'll get back to you guys next time after we find out what happens if we feed Nick's laxative.
Oh. Oh, no.
You set yourself up for this one, dude.
Yeah, you brought this one on yourself. Don't worry about it.
There's worse ways.
Yeah, like that chick that got trapped in that Walmart oven. Did you guys hear about that?
I did, yes.
That's a horrible way to die. I could not imagine slowly. Did you hear about that, Nick?
No.
There's a woman, she was in the deli, she was a deli worker, and she went into the, you know those big industrial ovens they have to cook the chickens?
Yeah.
She went in it to clean it, and somehow the door closed, and then it turned itself on, and then slowly cooked her to death.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess,
Just for some background, me and Nick met when we were both working at our local Walmart.
That's how me and Nick met. That's not how me and Donnie met, though.
No.
We met because I had a sister with a machete.
Yeah. Yeah, Matt hit my sister with a machete. She's alive.
I wasn't going to add that part. Just let that be one of the mysteries of the podcast. You'll find out later.
Yeah. Or maybe you won't.
This would be so much more epic if we had the Dragon Ball Z announcer guy who sadly died like a month ago.
Well, that's a way to bring the room down.
I mean, dude, you should see me. Dude, you should see me at like a baby shower.
I would never let you go to a baby shower.
Yeah,
I've been to like 5 or 6.
Who would allow that?
Yeah, why would people want that to begin with?
Because I am an Oscar-worthy actor, and I could pretend to be a normal person if I want to be.
I've never seen that happen in my life.
I've seen him try.
I've known you like 12 or 13 years. I've never seen you be a normal person once.
I have been a normal person.
No, you've never been a normal person. You've probably fooled idiots into thinking that you were.
Yeah. That is true. There's a lot of people that are like, Nick, you're not weird. You're a normal person.
I don't think anybody's ever said that sentence.
I feel like you're lying, yeah.
No, I've
I feel heard. Like I feel like you're actually making this up.
I've heard a lot of people tell me that.
I have a very strong feeling that you've never actually heard those words ever said to you before.
Unless they were sarcastic.
Yeah. Unless they were joking.
Nah.
I think somebody may have said it to you sarcastically and now you're thinking they were serious.
Probably. I mean, that I suck at sarcasm.
The autism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neurodivergent people aren't good at sarcasm, buddy.
No. But it's okay.
Do you take everything literally?
That is true, and that has fucked me up a couple times in life.
Yeah.
It has.
I couldn't imagine taking anything literal. I just assume everything's sarcasm, even when it's very, very clearly not.
Nah.
That bites me in the ass, too.
Yeah.
But I think this is a good start, and this is a good pilot episode.
I was gonna say, I really hope this isn't the start. We've been at it for almost an hour now.
No.
We're
just getting started.
It's like...
So anyway, we're gonna start the episode.
I would be like, please tell me you hit the fucking record button.
No, we've just been talking. For the last 53 minutes.
The most tiny thing ever if he was like, I forgot to hit the record button, guys. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's been recording a test this entire time. I'm sorry.
I'd be like, well, that's it. I'm gonna start making noises.
Anyways, it's been a fun time, guys. We'll see you next time for the Nerd Narrative. Nick may or may not be here, depending on how that laxative test goes.
Yep.
Wish me luck and a lot of toilet paper.
Peace out, guys.
Deuce.